Well, on my parents' ranch in Wyoming, just across the river from the Dance Hall Flats, a canyon sweeps upward, a great slope. And at the crest of that sweep is an overhang where hundreds of years ago, Shoshone families used to camp. We know because of the pictographs and because of the signs of fire. Speaking of fire, let's imagine one of those nights, more than 100 years ago, hundreds of years ago, 500 years ago, let's say. Let's imagine a fire snapping and crackling in the overhang. Outside are swaths of pine trees receding into oily darkness. But inside, under the overhang, the orange and red flames swirl around an angled pile of pine branches. Black smoke streams upward, painting the ceiling a dark matte finish. Waves of heat gentle the rocks and cream the sandstone dust into pools of warmth. The fire gives off light, heat, and smoke. A Shoshone elder snuggles his granddaughter inside a buffalo hide, and as the fire gives off its light, the girl traces a charcoal stick man with a bow and arrow on the cave walls. Her grandfather uses the same light to trace a feathered shield. Good medicine. The fire's heat also holds the family in good stead. Not only do the dancing flames send tingles down fingers numb by the night's cold, but the leaping red sentinels lick a spitted rabbit over the flames. Soon the smell of cooked flesh fills the overhang. A teenage boy grabs at the meat in a greedy rush. A flame jumps. Ow! Hot! His father nods a sage head and looks into the blaze. Fire is hot. Respect the fire. And meanwhile, a continual prayer of smoke rubs against the stone roof. The spiraling fingers of gray lift the eye-watering haze heavenward. Up, up go the plumes of smoke, sliding past the overhang into the starred sky. And the smell of the fire drifts down the valley. Under that overhang, the shifting flames are the center of life. The fire gives light. The fire gives heat. The fire gives smoke. God is love, writes St. John in our epistle reading this morning. And we've all heard those three words. We've heard them maybe hundreds, not thousands of times. And maybe they become something of a cliche. I'm not really sure exactly what they mean. And culturally, we're even more confused. The word love is ambiguous. What does it mean that God is love? Does God is love mean God is nice, with lots of soft feelings? Does God is love mean that God has no boundaries, that God never says no? What does it mean that God is love? If we're honest, again, in our world of cliches, confusion, in just the repetition of the phrase, maybe we're not quite so sure what it means that God is love. And so this morning, St. John sits us down beside the Shoshone family under the overhang in Wyoming, and he begins to teach us about love. The apostle directs our gaze into the flames of a fire that burns at the center of our lives, the fire of love, a fire that gives off light, heat, and smoke. Beloved, writes St. John, let us love one another, for love is of God, and he who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the expiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. St. John does two things here. First, he points out how God himself defines love. To love is to give oneself for another. In this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the expiation for our sins. To love is to give oneself on behalf of another. But the second thing that St. John does is that he hints at what this self-giving might look like. He begins to allude to a day when the Hebrew family itself, coming out of Egypt, huddled in their hides on the slope of Mount Sinai under an overhang. As the Egyptian darkness roiled outside, the eternal fire of love himself descended upon the mountain, descended in fire upon the slope. He consumed the angled pine branches and cast lights against the cave walls. He was love, a self-giving fire, and he commanded love, a love that St. John echoes, a love that gives off light and heat and smoke. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. A summary of 10 dancing flames given on the mountaintop. God is love means not only that God is the self-giving one, but how the self-giving one who gives off light. I don't know if you know, but if you read carefully through St. John's first epistle, you will notice that there are two phrases that he uses that start with God is. God is love in our passage, and then in the first chapter, God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. God is love, God is light. God is the fiery light that drives away the darkness. God is the fiery love that drives away fear. God is the holy fire that lightens the cave. He lightens the cave for holy playfulness. Stick men in feathered shields with granddaughters. Fearless, unselfish living. Loving living. But God as love also shows sin for what it is. A fearful lack of love. A breaking of his commands. And of course, that holy blaze of divine life also radiates heat throughout the cave. Not only does love himself drive out sin's chill and make our sin-numbed fingers tingle, but the dancing sentinels of his Holy Spirit cook food for us to eat. There's the spitted rabbit of the holy feast of love, the Eucharist. But this means then that the eternal love himself is not just whatever we want him to be. He has searing boundaries that must be respected. And so when we do things in our own way, grabbing at the meat in a greedy rush, God's flame leaps up. Ow! Hot! And our sage fathers and mothers have long nodded their heads and gazed into the flames. God is a consuming fire. Fire is hot. Respect the fire. Love means participating in God's fiery self-giving and doing what love himself commands us to do, giving ourselves on behalf of others. Love himself feeds us, cooks for us, you could say, if we respect him. But he also burns away our self-centeredness and our pride. God, the eternal love, gives light and heat. But he also gives Holy Spirit smoke, gray plumes sliding past the overhang into the starred sky. Within the triune God, the Son prays to his Father in the Spirit. And love himself catches us up in that continual movement upward, heavenward. the Son to the Father in the Spirit. St. John writes, "No man has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his own Spirit." The eternal Spirit within the life of the Trinity, the eternal prayer within the life of the Trinity, caught up into that. So we know and believe the love God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. God pulls us up into his life, and in this moment our whole analogy just breaks down. We're no longer with the Shoshone sitting there staring at the fire. We become part of the fire. We become those who burn on behalf of others, those who are campfires of grace in other people's lives, lifting up our prayers, the smoke of our petitions that begin to drift down the valley. So what does it mean that God is love? It means that God is the one who gives himself for us, gives all of who he is for us. And he does it in a way that gives off light on how we are to live in love, gives off heat that both cooks a meal for us, but also burns when we cross boundaries. And he is the love that pulls us up by the Holy Spirit into the smoke of Jesus' own prayers. God is love, a consuming fire. And that is good news. That is gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.